tonight to get us started, a question for you. Are you a do-gooder? Are you a do-gooder? Now, I'm just going to probably I'll just jump out and say yes, I think you are. I think you want to do good. I think you want to do good for yourself. I think you want to do good for the people that you are around in life. I would consider myself one who wants to do good. So I'll take that label upon myself too. But maybe you've come to the same conclusion I have. You know, it's not easy being a do-gooder. It's not. The fact is, the more we want to do good, we realize, you know, I can't do it all. We want to, for ourselves and others, but then we're always, seems like we're confronted with our limits. There's only so much we can do, so far we can go. We're also the failures at being a do-gooder. Because we realize I could have, or I should have, or I would have, and we didn't. And with all of that, sometimes we just get weighed down. See, Jesus saw our dilemma. He saw our weakness, and he reached out to us. And he took upon himself a burden that we could never bear on our own. We see what he did, we know what he did, we feel what he did. And so to show love and care and concern, sometimes we want to go and do the same thing. We know that we've experienced it not only from God but from other people, and so, yeah, we want to do that same kind of thing. And that's what Paul says in the New Testament lesson for today. He says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you'll fulfill the law of Christ. And to carry here means to jointly shoulder a load with another. To jointly shoulder. Now, what's interesting is the verse kind of just before that and then right after that has some really good wisdom and advice. And really, if I had to boil it down, it basically says this. We got to really be careful about our attitude. If we ever go into a situation where we're trying to confront a situation or maybe talk to someone else or minister to someone else or share our opinion with someone else, it says you got to be careful lest you too be tempted or whatever, and it can go the wrong way. We have to understand where we're at in that. And I think particularly when you look at kind of the climate of the world today, the last thing people need is just another person coming at them with an attitude that comes across that we're better, that we've got the solutions, we got all the answers and stuff. We have to make sure we go at things with the right attitude. It's huge. Jesus Christ looked at us, and what did he see? Really, what we know that Jesus saw is this very thing. He says he saw people trying to shoulder everything themselves, shouldering their own load, people trying to go it alone, power through, struggle through, almost like even atone for their own sins. I got this, I'll live a certain way, and I'll show everyone how righteous I can live. But when Christ came, he did something. Our load became his load. And he said, let me take that. Christian love causes us to see people with burdens. You know, if we've been given those eyes, that heart of Christ, you know, we're moved by that. And we want to come alongside. And it almost causes us to say, can I help you in some way? Do people around us have concerns and burdens they bear? Absolutely. It could be health, could be work, marriage, family, going through a divorce, death, loneliness, depression, whatever it is. And yet it's the message of Christ, that Christian message that says no one should have to go through anything like this alone. And those who say, I don't really need any help from others, or try to give that appearance that I've got this, they're in a really bad situation. And they are in a bad situation because they're really missing out on what it means to have other people come alongside. And we all know it's not easy to admit that we need help. We don't really sometimes want to give that impression that we need other people's assistance because it makes us feel weak. Because for many of us, we don't like that. But we need each other. When you think about fear and anxiety and sorrow and disappointment and frustration and despair and guilt, that's a lot to walk around with. Any one of those things is a lot to walk around with. But on the flip side, confidence, joy, trust, fulfillment, composure, these are God's gifts brought and given to us as burdens are lifted. There's just a sense of freedom or liberation that takes place. So how can we help another person? How can we kind of jointly shoulder someone's burden? It has to start somewhere. I'd say it starts with just listening. When we listen to others, it says, I'm with you, you're important to me, and we want to know what's going on because we care. Maybe it's praying for the other person. And someone at least just maybe opens up and shares something going on in their life. And it's maybe just something saying, you know what, I appreciate you saying that. You know, sometimes we'll say things, we'll share things, and it's not easy. And it's acknowledging that. That, I know, wasn't easy for you to talk about right now or bring that up. And that's huge. And is it all right if I pray for you or remember you? And or how can I remember you going forward and what's going on in your life? And being there says a lot. And it can communicate and give strength to another person. You know, when you share, when you listen, when you pray, being there, it's huge. Because we're all called by God to do good works for other people. Acts of love. As it says there in the text, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people. But then he says, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Especially one another when we find out what's going on in our lives. And we say, you know what? Sounds good. It sounds really good, right? But what if you're just sitting here this morning and you hear me saying these things, you're listening to this stuff, and you're saying to yourself, I'm too tired to even feel. Here you are, you're saying, listen to people and talk to people and pray with people, and maybe you're at a point in your life right now because of what you've been giving and giving and giving, or for whatever reason, you don't even have the ability to even feel for someone else. It can get to that point sometimes in life, and so you just kind of fake your way through it. Maybe that's where you're at this morning. Because we can get tired, we can get discouraged, and the word is weary and weariness. You're just tired. Maybe spiritually tired in your personal life, in your career, relationship, whatever, just taking its toll. And you just need some new strength. One person put it this way, God does not dispense strength and encouragement like a druggist fills your prescription. The Lord does not promise to give us something to take so we can handle our weary moments. He promises us himself, and that's enough. And he comes, and maybe in that moment of exhaustion in life, he says, I'm giving you myself. He gives us rest. How does he give us rest? He just says, just come to me. In a quiet moment, just let me know what's going on. And just pour out your heart to God. This is how I feel right now. I don't know how I feel. I don't know if I feel good right now. I don't know how to explain it. I just know I have a hard time even feeling right now, God. And I just need who you are and what you can be. And in that time, just let him have it and take it. Because sometimes that's where we're at, and that's what he invites us to do. See, Paul is saying here in Galatians 6, you can almost paraphrase this, just hang in there. And not hang in there like, you know, just gut it out. But it's more, let me unpack what this means, just hang in there. How do you do that? Because again, it's easy to get weary. It's easy to get discouraged when so much stuff is going on around you or in the world around you. And maybe we think that maybe the things that we've contributed, you know what, just insignificant. We never really see the fruits of things that we've done. Maybe someone in the church has failed to meet our expectations. The whole thing didn't live up to what we thought it would be. Maybe we're tired from just the spiritual battles that we go through and the temptation that we're constantly warring against in life. Criticism and persecution, you know, these days we're just kind of quiet in our situation. You know, in the gospel lesson for today, Jesus told people, I'm sending you out, but you're going out like a lamb amongst the wolves. Thank you, Jesus, for that nice thought. We get weary, we get tired, we let things slip, energy's gone. And we begin to focus more on the hurdles than at the tape at the end of the finish line. And again, Jesus says, hey, come to me, you who are weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. We're very good at assuming all the responsibility for things and people in our lives. And Jesus kind of comes along and in the power of Spirit says, hey, let's try to get a perspective on things. And the thing is, we will never know the effect that we've had on other people's lives and maybe how we've reached them. When you think of neighbors that you've lived around, people you've worked with, people you've gone to school with, family members, people you know at church, people you get to know through interactions, maybe that checker at the grocery store, the person who cuts your hair, the person who does your nails, whatever it is, we don't know. And maybe it was that interaction that you had with someone along the way. You see, we may see changes in people, but we never truly know maybe what happened in their lives until we get to heaven. And so what Paul is saying is kind of hang in there and just keep up the good work. Just hang in there because God's going to give you what you need. He'll work through you. And he says, especially just continue just to be present for the people around you, particularly in the family of believers. I've loved it over the years, hearing stories, sometimes things that maybe most of us don't even know about what's going on, but just people in this church that do things for other people. Hear about some person praying for another person or helping out in some way. Very quiet behind the scenes, but it's an amazing thing when people just quietly do things for one another. The reality is, there may be some tears that are shed during time of planting. But he says, you know what? There's going to be a harvest. We have a promise of that. And in the Psalms it says, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. And again, sowing's not always that easy. And during this time of just planting and cultivating, especially, that's the time to just spend time with God and let him renew your strength. Paul writes to the Corinthians, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves to the work of the Lord, because you do not, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not or never in vain." Whatever you do, it's never done in vain. God will always use it in a special way. And so he says, don't get tired of doing this. Don't let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. What keeps us going? The promise of the harvest. What keeps us going? People. People keep us going. You go back and look at that gospel lesson for today. As Jesus sent the people out, he didn't send them out one by one. He's all right, you go there, and you go there, and you go there. He sent them out two by two, because he knows how important it is that whenever we're going off to do something, we never go at it alone, because we need that support and the encouragement and what that means. And that we also know, as he said, that I'm coming right behind you. We know that God's presence is with us. Here's a fact. There's not a person in this room today that doesn't have something that you're shouldering in life. They're all different, but each and every one of us is shouldering something, maybe more than one thing. And if you don't, why are you here? Seriously. You don't need to be here. Maybe we're all shouldering something. And it's just kind of being open in a sense, or just to have other people listen, be open to share at the proper time in the right way, and just let people help if they can. And I love the words and the promise in the Old Testament lesson for today in Isaiah 66. In those phrases, I will extend peace, and as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. See, in the past, Jerusalem had time period where it was anything but safe for her. There was suffering, there was hardship, there was so much going on in that place. But the promise was in the time of the Messiah, when the Messiah would come and ultimately in his kingdom, things would change. Because he was the one that came to suffer and die in that place and rose again. I like the way one person put it. He says, all of us have areas of our lives that are like old Jerusalem. Broken down, burnt over, half destroyed by conflict and need and want. We have shattered dreams, ruined relationships, nightmares that visit us again and again from the past. Who can take these things and make them green and healthy again? Only Jesus. So be open to Jesus bearing the load for you. And it's not so much with you, for you. That's why Jesus is the best do-gooder. And he's doing it for you. So just, in a sense, be open this morning, today. And the beautiful thing is we come and we gather here for communion this morning as you come to the altar rail. Perfect place to give. To give whatever you're shouldering to Jesus, and then in return, receive from him his promise that he's with you, that he loves you, that you are forgiven, that you're his child, and whatever you need to receive in that strength and reassurance that he offers you in that amazing personal gift with your name written all over it. So picture in your mind's eye him taking whatever it is from you and giving you what you really need this morning. I'd like us to close with prayer. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift that you are and what you give us. And in this moment of prayer right now, you may or may not know the person sitting by you today, front of you and back of you, to your right or your left. But God, in silence right now, I'd like each of us to pick a person next to us that maybe, you know, someone that you know or don't know, and just offer up a prayer for them, for God to be with them, whatever they're going through or whatever's going on in their life right now, good, bad, whatever. Take a moment and silently, with your eyes closed, just pray for that one person today near you right now. God, we thank you for prayer. And one of the greatest gifts we could ever give or receive is that gift, to know that we are cared for and loved by you, prayed for by others. That's what gives us what we need to go on this journey. And Lord, it's not easy being a follower of you today in this world. We pray for our nation. We pray for the people of this nation, the leaders of this nation. We are thankful that we are citizens of the United States. But God, we pray for our nation, its direction, its leadership, for wisdom and all those things, that we could be a people of righteousness. Thank you for what you've shared with us in so many ways, and for the gift of communion this morning that we get to share in. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all good gifts that you give us, and it's in your name that we pray. And one other thing, too. I just want to pray, lift up Christine today in her recovery from her surgery. Thank you that that went well. And also for Annelle, as she has her surgery this week. Help us just to remember one another and what you do. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll now take our offering.